This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live. Max Keiser joins us next segment with the incredible financial news of the Great Reset, what it's really all about, how to fight back. But Paul, you've got a laundry list of other key issues about the ongoing global lockdown, what it's doing economically, the numbers it's built on being such a fraud.
Yeah, well, we finally got some debate about this in Parliament today, and it was on the same subject that I mentioned earlier. The reason they're pushing it into the summer and beyond the summer is because they know they have more political capital to bring it back again in the winter, because you're going to get the flu deaths. The flu deaths never disappeared. They just started counting them as COVID deaths to inflate the total COVID deaths again, because they admitted using totalitarian psychological behavioral manipulation fear tactics to force the public into complete compliance without question. So there was a Freedom of Information Act request in the UK last year, and somebody asked the government how many deaths in the UK were recorded on the death certificate as COVID-19 alone without any other comorbidities. And this is still on the ONS official government website, by the way. They came back and said that 8.9% of officially recorded COVID deaths were of people who died from COVID alone. So the true figure of deaths, and I think it's up to 170,000 something in the UK right now, is literally less than one-tenth that we're being told. So that's why you get polls today, for example, which show that 71% of English adults still support the lockdown, because they've been completely brainwashed by completely fake numbers by people who admitted that it was their role, because they wanted to hang on to power, to indoctrinate and brainwash the people to think that this was far more deadly than it ever was. Remember, right at the start, we had the WHO come out with this ridiculous figure of 3.4% fatality from COVID. We know it's infinitesimally smaller than that now, but that hung in the air for months and months and months. So it stands to reason that we had polls last summer, and you mentioned this in the intro, where in America, literally the average American, and this is still probably roughly the same, thinks that COVID killed 225 times more Americans than the actual figure. 225 times. In places like Sweden and the UK, it was a bit more conservative, but not really, because they thought the coronavirus killed 100 times more people than it actually did. So they're walking around with their two masks on in the height of summer, the hottest day in the UK, thinking COVID's 100 times more deadly than it is. And it's not even that we're being told the truth about the numbers. It's not just as deadly as it is. It's 10 times less deadly than it is. We have two deaths today in the United Kingdom. We've had days when we've had zero deaths, and yet we're going to remain under some form of lockdown until at least July, probably August, probably September. Then they're going to bring it into winter and say, oh, well, maybe we'll give you some freedoms back, but only if you've taken the vaccine.
So they're putting the chains on us, and they tell us they're going to loosen the chains sometimes, tighten them up sometimes. But basically, they are putting us into a total cage to manipulate and track us.
Completely, and that's what happened in China. They're tying the COVID domestic passports to the burgeoning social credit score system here in the UK, which is worse than the Chinese one, because, you know, even the mainstream media in America will call out the Chinese social credit score, say this is draconian, this is authoritarian. But when we do it, it's okay. Then you look at every single study from Germany to Sweden. Lockdowns had no effect whatsoever. We should have gone for herd immunity from the very start. The virus numbers were falling in every case before the lockdown was put into place. So all along the line, the narrative has been completely false. And these G7 globalists, these Klaus Schwab types who want to put a microchip in your head, it's in his own book, he advocates it, they can gorge themselves on lobster. They know this virus is nowhere near deadly as what the public believes. Otherwise, they wouldn't behave how they're behaving, Alex.
Well, Paul, we really appreciate you and all the work you've done and all the things you're doing over at Summit. news. And I'm just wondering, with 10 seconds left, are you going to have to leave the UK if these lockdowns continue?
If it continues beyond next month, I mean, I'm seriously going to have to consider doing that.
All right, there goes Paul Joseph. In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all want? Like, wake up!
I want people to wake up right now. I want people to listen to me and just come out of your trance.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale.
White male!
So Alex Jones' whole brand is based around the idea. He's giving you the real story, not the fake news out there.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Humanity is awakening. InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones.
The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
I just don't know who you are.
You guys know who he is? You know Alex Jones has InfoWars? Very popular.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
We know we're under attack. We know it. We're breaking the conditioning. Ah!
Ah! Talking about Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
Alex Jones. Ah!
That's just level one.
What's level two?
I'll tell you.
The animated contest of liberty is waiting for you. But you've got to take it in your hands. You've got to have the will to accept the truth, fuck the system, and the group collective. Do that, and you'll earn your way to the next level. This is the InfoWar.
This baby hits 88 miles per hour. They're gonna see some serious shit.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Start with a virus. Import it into America. Talk about it nonstop. Call some governors. Nada. Nada. That's your guys. Put patients into nursing homes. Kill thousands. Blame the president. Keep blaming. Blame some more. Lock down small business. Kill the economy. Push mail-in voting. Stoke a race war. Call for riots. Pick a candidate. No, not her. Yeah, that's more like it. Lock him in his basement. Shield him from the press. Don't cover this. Don't cover this. Don't cover this. Keep doing that. Ignore the economic recovery. Downplay the world peace. Pump the pulse. Pump, pump. Don't stop pumping. Install your software in swing states. That was fast. Take control of polling stations. Call off the election when you're losing. Kick everyone out. Pull out all the extra ballots. Get the software to do its thing. Get the media to say it's over. Call the big tech guys. Ban anyone who notices. Act like the whole thing never happened. Stealing the most powerful republic in the world. It's that easy.
Big news on the election fraud front. They have just found massive evidence in Arizona. Seven other states have gone. They're starting their own audits. And the corrupt attorney general is swooping in to try to block it. It's a lot of fireworks. And that just goes the same digital fraud we see with the live trading that's going on, the manipulation by the big hedge funds. Max Keiser, I watched quite a bit of it, did a great job at the big Bitcoin summit in Miami a week and a half ago or so. And I want to get some of those great clips and talk to him about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I also first wanted to get him on the area of economic collapse by design and how these big financial institutions have created quadrillions in derivatives and fake money that they're then using to try to buy up what's left of the real economy, and that's how they can pay, in Texas, for example, 50% above what a house's value is because it's all just fiat money. But for the general public, that's going to cost us because of the inflation. Now, that's part of the larger plan. That's why they say you will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you will like it under the Great Reset, is because they have hundreds and hundreds of times, and I've had major economists on a decade ago, there was several hundred times more fiat digital fake money or assets, counterfeit stuff that would make Bernie Madoff blush, than there was real currency. And that's just real currency that itself is inflated. Now, maybe Max Keiser knows how many quadrillions there are. When he was on 10, 15 years ago with other well-known names, they were agreeing it was, you know, quadrillions. I mean, this is just so astronomical, it doesn't even connect to reality. But these big mega banks, they have this. And if they can convince us to sell out to them instead of them going to jail like Bernie Madoff, they end up taking over the world. And a great example of this is in Texas. Here's Bloomberg. The $10 billion bright spot in the battered world of office real estate and homes. And it just goes on to talk about BlackRock, other investment firms, killing the dream of home ownership, paying up to 50% more for houses sight unseen. BlackRock wins approval to start China Mutual Fund. It goes on and on. So these guys are conquering the world. They don't want to just conquer governments or armies. They want to conquer us, and they're using money as a weapon. So just like they use money to control third world populations, they're doing it to us now. We're being colonized by the very IMF and World Bank that destroyed the planet. So, Max Keiser, thank you for joining us, sir.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Yeah, you're absolutely right. BlackRock is making a big move into residential real estate, and it all comes down to interest rates. So if you're BlackRock, you can borrow money at 0%, and you can use that money to buy up lots and lots of homes. And people end up living in homes and paying rent. So you're going to make money on that purchase because your financing cost is zero. And I'll give you a great example of this, how this happens internationally, because this is a global problem. It was recently dissected in the financial press, the acquisition of Tiffany, the American fine jeweler, by LVMH. That's Louis Vuitton in France. By now, the world's richest man, or in the top two or three world's richest men. So it turns out that the European Central Bank lent LVMH money, enough money at 0% interest, to buy Tiffany's. So essentially, they gifted the richest man in the world Tiffany's for free. And that's what we're living in today, is a world that I call interest rate apartheid. If you are living in outside of the Bantustan, you get to borrow money at 0%, and you get to make acquisitions like Jeff Bezos and Amazon bought Whole Foods. Didn't cost them a penny. If you're living inside the Bantustan, you're not a friend of the central bank, then your cost of your credit card is 17-18%. If you're on a payday loan, it's 2,000-3,000%. That means that every single month you start 18% in the hole. And another result of having all this money being loaned out at 0% is that it's causing inflation for things like food and energy. So a lot of people can't really make ends meet. At the end of the month, their wages don't cover their overhead, so they have to borrow. They end up borrowing on their credit cards. They're paying 17 or 18%, and it becomes a vicious cycle of debt. Whereas those people that are friendly with the central banks, they're borrowing money at 0%. And there's no economic reason for it. It's pure politics. It's what we would see in the Middle Ages, what you'd call a papal indulgence. Remember, the papacy in the Middle Ages,
you're going to pay the Vatican not to go to hell. So, how do we stop this? How bad is it going to get?
Well, we have a country right now that has made an incredible move to do battle with the IMF, to do battle with the central banks, and to do battle with fiat money, and that is El Salvador. El Salvador just last week made Bitcoin legal tender, and the central bank is now buying Bitcoin, and the president is now using this free and eco-friendly energy from the volcanoes in El Salvador to mine Bitcoin. And the IMF has come out and said, hey, you know what? We're not sure we like this idea because we want to be in control of your economy. And I suggested to a lot of people in the Bitcoin space, like Mike Novogratz in New York, to create what I would call volcano bonds. So simply just create bonds that are backed by future mining output of the mining rigs for Bitcoin to pay down the IMF loan right now and to get out of the IMF's grip.
Stay there. This is a major revolution. A lot of folks are talking about it. You're right at the tip of the spear. Max Kaiser is our guest, and he's coming to Austin soon.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Max Keiser got quite the hero's welcome when he was in Miami at the Bitcoin conference. And I told listeners when I finally, after telling about Bitcoin for over 10 years, started pushing it, it's because it's revolutionary, because the globalists don't want it, because they're trying to block it. And now you see all these different countries getting heavily into it, the attempts to drive it down, but it starts going back up. To me, it's about the revolution and decentralization of power, and it's about the blockchain implemented correctly that will devastate these Bernie Madoff types that run the financial system. In fact, there's a Big Sky TV host, Corey Bernardi, over in Australia that in a very short, succinct clip explained this whole Great Reset, forced inoculation, global lockdown is about this very same group wanting domination and how he believes it's going to be Bitcoin that defeats them. Here it is.
Well, here's another inconvenient truth. In other parts of the world, airlines are now advising people who have been vaccinated not to fly. Yep, you heard me correctly. Airlines in Spain and Russia are warning people who have been vaccinated against coronavirus not to travel because of the risk of blood clots. Now, this is a well-known risk of long-haul flights, but it apparently is exacerbated by the potential side effects, the clotting side effects, of the COVID-19 vaccines. It's just another sign that there really isn't anybody in a position of authority you can truly trust anymore. And therein lies the problem. The global push is towards empowering the clearly untrustables with even more authority and control over all of us. These people are already rewriting history to suit themselves. They're poisoning our children's minds with harmful and damaging concepts about race and gender fluidity in schools. They're now insisting we submit to a global medical experiment, even while they've demonstrated they're making little more than educated guesses as to why. For decades, these totalitarians have been taking baby steps towards their final goal, but now they're sprinting towards the finishing line, sensing that victory is near at hand. So it's now up to us to put a stop to this madness. We can't rely on government, I should say, to do it for us, because government are actually a big part of the problem. We need less of them, and we need more of us. Us individuals who ought to be able to make decisions for ourselves, who can wean ourselves off of government dependency, and can pursue a mission of individual autonomy and decentralized authority. And the decentralization agenda, it's rapidly emerging, mostly through the use of blockchain technology. It is going to be a game changer, and it's what governments fear most. It will make the army of paper shufflers who exert power over us entirely redundant. It will radically change trade and commerce, money and information as we know it. It will bring immutable trust back into the system while allowing freedom to reign. So try as they might to resist liberty's bell from ringing, the established powers cannot stop what is coming. That's why they've redoubled their efforts to advance their own agenda. But that rush has only exposed their frailty and their hypocrisy. Slowly but surely, the people will wake up. And that's what these plutocratic elites fear the most.
I think Corey Bernardi knocked it out of the park and is saying what you're saying, Max.
When the rubber hits the road is with inflation. The only thing the central banks and the global bureaucrats can do is print more money, and for decades, the effect of that have been hidden because, for example, labor has been outsourced to China, with basically slave wages in China. So in America, we haven't seen inflation because we haven't seen wage growth either, but the prices for stuff coming from China has gone down and went down for 20 years or so. So even though you might not have a job or you're having a poorly paying job, the price of a big screen TV or the clothes that you're wearing, things at Walmart were going down. So you weren't really aware of the quality of your life diminishing. But now, because of that sink of low wages has been decimated due to labor price parity and the money printing that's going on, all the trillions of dollars being printed now are ending up right in the consumer price index. And people are saying, wow, you know, price of groceries are really going up. Price of energy is really going up. So that's where people are noticing the breakdown in the global institutions. I mean, you can talk for years and years about the globalists and about the derivatives and about the various people that are behind the scenes pulling the strings. But most people, their eyes glaze over and they don't pay much attention. The only time they really pay attention is if they notice that the prices of stuff that they need, the food that they need and the energy that they need, the prices are going up in a remarkably fast manner as they are right now. That's why the panic is setting in, because people are really starting to realize that they are having an existential crisis. And historically, whenever the prices really run away in this outrageous manner, you do have incredible social unrest, and we're seeing that now in the U.S., but you've already seen this around the world. That's why countries like El Salvador have come out and publicly said they don't trust the central banks and their money printing, so they made Bitcoin a legal tender in El Salvador, and they're saving in Bitcoin because they know that it's their only hope against the central bankers.
And some people will laugh and say, power out of volcanoes. Many estimates show that that geothermal could be bigger than fossil fuels if we just develop the technology. It's simple. The Earth has basically unlimited energy with heat being transferred to turn turbines that then produce electricity. It's basically unlimited, just like the sun. We just need to do it. And, well, the country you talk about is sitting on top of a lot of big magma pools that are very close to the surface and can very easily do that and are now doing it.
Well, you already see a country that's done a remarkable job in capturing geothermal energy, and that would be Iceland. You know, Iceland has incredible access to geothermal energy, and essentially how they export that energy is they set up aluminum smelting plants. So there's an incredible aluminum smelting going on in Iceland. It's a way for them to convert their essentially free geothermal energy into something that they can export, because exporting energy is difficult over cables and wires. You lose tremendous amount of energy in all the transportation of energy. So getting back to El Salvador, the entire GDP of the country is roughly $20 billion. Given the program they're putting in place right now, we're going to see the GDP of El Salvador triple in the next 5 to 6 years. Real estate right now is starting to move up sharply. They are offering people the ability to have permanent residency in El Salvador at a very minimal cost of, I think it's 3 Bitcoin, versus these other territories like the folks over there in Portugal and other countries where it's between $150,000 and $300,000 to buy a passport. You can essentially buy your way into El Salvador for 3 Bitcoin.
And for people that don't know, the third world has been kept poor by the IMF and World Bank. And so they see this as a real revolutionary way to get out of that.
Well, people who've read John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, he used to work for the CIA, going into these Latin American countries and foisting debt from the IMF on them. And then when they couldn't break it, pay back, you know, they sent these guys back to throw presidents out of airplanes. You know, the whole history of this region is pockmarked with the machinations of the IMF and the CIA. And they use money as a weapon. They use the dollar as a weapon.
And now those very same tactics they're using against the West. And that's what, Greg Palast, BBC, back in 2002, got those documents where they said, next we're going to do what we've done in Latin America and Africa to Americans. And you went to Greece at the time and exposed what they were doing there. Let's come back and talk about predatory capitalism with Max Keiser and the future of Bitcoin straight ahead. And Max Keiser is coming to Austin, Texas. He's on a comedy tour around the country. He's a very funny guy on top of all of his other exploits. We'll talk about that with Max Keiser straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Share that link. Be an ambassador for truth. InfoWars.com.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Joins us right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, I got pretty strong nerves. I mean, I'm ready to die. It's not some tough guy thing. I'm just over it. I don't want to die, but I mean, I'm not afraid of these criminals that run things. But I am afraid of watching the whole society crumble around me for no damn good reason. Because a bunch of crazy bankers have engaged in fractional reserve banking to infinity and are now saying, oh, the Great Reset will distract the public if we say it's a virus, that they're locked in their houses and there's a global currency reorganization, and everyone gets a special digital wallet now with special government cryptocurrency on it. If you take the inoculations but behave the way we want, show up for work brigades later. I mean, that's being announced by the UN, by Klaus Schwab, by the Australian Prime Minister. That's the plan. They say the exit from all the fraud they've engaged in is a corporate takeover and us happy to stay in our houses from a deadly virus. They believe that fear will distract from how they've screwed us. I don't see that being successful. I see the whole COVID exaggeration being exposed. I see Fauci and Schwab in trouble. I want to get into Bitcoin, where you see it going. The latest on that, your tour, your criticism of Elon Musk and more. But in the time we have, you're a smart guy. I mean, you used to really get into all the details and predicted 20 years ago, 15 years ago. You've been coming on almost 20 years. What was going to happen? How are they going to extricate themselves from the black hole of debt they've created?
They can't. So they're going to keep printing money. And it's going to cause ever more alarming inflation. And people are going to run to safe havens. And so there's only two choices. One is gold, but the far superior choice, the fastest horse in the race, as Paul Tudor Jones calls it, is Bitcoin. That is absolute perfect money. And after 20 years of trying, the cypherpunks finally figured out perfect money in 2009. It's like Albert Einstein and physicists were thinking about, you know, relativity and all these other concepts for years and years. And then finally, Einstein came up with E equals MC squared. Well, for 20 years, cypherpunks were thinking about how do we create perfect digital gold? And then suddenly in 2008, 2009, the white paper dropped. This is the Bitcoin white paper. And it is like E equals MC squared, a perfect equation. It's perfect in all its in every sense. And there's no way to improve it. No other coin has improved upon it. And it's impossible for any other coin to improve upon it. And that's why it's becoming a multi-trillion dollar asset. That's why countries like El Salvador has now made it their legal tender. India is thinking about doing it. Imagine, you know, India is a multi-trillion dollar economy. El Salvador is a $20 billion economy. If India does what El Salvador did, then Bitcoin is immediately going to $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 a coin.
I mean, I agree. What genius in El Salvador, where come up with the idea, instead of smelting aluminum, it's a great way to take free energy and then smelt, you know, purify aluminum. That's great. But, I mean, to mine Bitcoin with free energy, that's really smart.
Well, they already in El Salvador use geothermal energy. It's a part of their energy grid. And all credits should go to Jack Mahlers, who is a native of Chicago. He has a company called InStrike, which has developed what are called a second layer Bitcoin payments protocol or system or application. And this is, there's a town in El Salvador called Bitcoin Beach. And now for a couple of years, they went completely Bitcoin, Bitcoinization. And everything in their whole life is based on Bitcoin, all payments and all value. And so the president of the country saw this and flew Jack Mahlers in for 3 months. And they drafted a law. And they passed that law last week, making Bitcoin the first country in the world, as I predicted a country would do, by the way, on your show many times.
You said it 3 months ago, a month ago, you said it was imminent.
Yeah, that's right. And into law, Bitcoin becomes legal tender, and they are now going to throw out the IMF. They're going to take the existing geothermal energy grid, and they're going to repurpose it to some degree to mine Bitcoin. That means that this country's GDP is about to skyrocket. The IMF is about to get kicked in the teeth. And the presidents and senior economic advisors for Argentina, Paraguay, and Guatemala, and a couple of other countries in the region have now all voiced similar appreciation.
And that was the other thing you said, once a country does it like dominoes, others will adopt. And
yeah,
so that's one reason
the global theory. Mm-hmm. It's game theory. It's baked into the protocol. And that's another reason why the price keeps going higher, because people say, what if a country outlaws Bitcoin? And as I've said all along, the more likely scenario is countries will adopt Bitcoin and mine Bitcoin, and you get involved in what I call the hash war. And I was the first to coin that phrase 3 years ago, and now it's becoming a reality. Countries are not interested in banning Bitcoin. They need to be hoarding Bitcoin and mining Bitcoin. They don't want Argentina to become a huge competitor. You've got Iran.
Well, let's expand on that. You've got the Australian government and others saying, the U.S. government, Chinese saying, oh, we'll have our new cryptocurrency. We'll make you have a wallet. attached to your vaccine passport. So now honest, a lot of this virus scare was about making us take the government's digital wallet because they'll only accept the vaccine passport on that. People aren't going to adopt that. They're going to get pissed off.
Right. Any government crypto is by definition just another fiat money that's centralized. Bitcoin is the only means of storing value and a medium of exchange that is entirely decentralized. And it's the only time we've ever seen state separated from money. That's never happened in history. In medieval days, we saw the state separated from church. And that gave us the Enlightenment and the Renaissance and the Declaration of Independence.
So, Master, the time we have, you were on a month ago before they started driving it down, and I said, Max, I'm not going to stop promoting Bitcoin just because they're probably going to drive it down very soon. We can put that graph back on screen also to TV viewers. I said, because they've been doing this for 11 years. It goes up, and then later it gets driven down. And if you look at the graph of past times it went up and past times it went down, it's always exponentially goes back up later, and now you already see it going back up, mirroring pretty much the first big time this happened back in, I'd say, 2017 or so. So this has been going on over and over and over again. In fact, it didn't even drop as much per capita as it dropped previous times.
No. I've been in this since 2011, and Max and Stacey have been through 15 of these pullbacks. This current one is number 9 on the scale of those 15 in terms of magnitude, and it's just an average pullback. And you're right. It's going to hit a new all-time high very soon. I still have a $220,000 price target in 2021 for Bitcoin based on everything I've been saying. And I want to mention on July 8th, I will be in Austin at the Spider House doing a show. So people in Austin, come on down to the Spider House. I'm selling tickets right now. If you come to my Twitter handle, Max Keiser on Twitter, there's a lot of links to how you can buy a ticket to see Max Keiser, Stacey Herbert, Adam Curry is going to be there. A lot of Bitcoin celebrities in Austin will be there. We're going to have me doing my stand-up rage, which is different than stand-up comedy. It's stand-up rage that I've been doing for a number of years. People like it. Surprise guests, musical guests, food, and special cocktails, special drinks, Alex. This is going to be the social event of the social calendar.
Sounds great. And listen, I want to get Adam Curry, the inventor of podcasting, back on. He came on, got huge listenership, loved it, but then his Patreon people or whatever was got really mad and said, cancel culture, not allowed to be on Alex Jones. So I want Adam Curry and you. We'll do the whole 3-hour show that day with you guys in here. I want you and Adam Curry in studio. But you've already agreed you're going to be in studio with us right before that big event.
Is it true that Joe Rogan is only 5'3"?
No. Everybody says Joe's really short. I don't ever think of myself as short. I'm like 5'11".
Is that why he doesn't have me on his show? Because I know I'm an intimidating character. I didn't know he was so short. I know he lifts a lot of weight, but I've got probably the reach. And I think that's why he doesn't have me on his show, because he's intimidated, not only by my good looks, but my physical prowess.
I think Joe's probably overwhelmed with all the, the guy's like does all the UFC hosting. He then does podcasts. He then does comedy like 5 nights a week.
Yeah, but he's missed the Bitcoin revolution.
I don't think Joe's
he missed the Bitcoin revolution. You've had the Bitcoin revolution. At least you've talked about it. I offered to give you 10,000 coins back when it was under $5. You didn't take me up on that. But Joe Rogan,
if you offer Joe 10,000 coins, I think he'll get you on the show. Hey, Max, we love you, and I look forward to you being in town. You're going to be in studio, right?
Hell yeah.
All right, we love you. And get Adam Curry on as well. All right, God bless you. A lot of key information with Max Keiser.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. we're here live. Don't forget, you've got not just the Alex Jones Show you're listening to, but you've got American Journal, Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. weekdays, Central, Owen Shore, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Tara Szczepanski, a very impressive lady. I know she was with us in D.C. for Stop the Steal. I know she's a great independent reporter, does a lot of wonderful work. So much of the stuff she's done has really had a big effect in the fight for tyranny. I want to invite her up for a full hour, and if she's ever in Austin in studio, to come on the show. We'll try to get her on for a whole hour next week if she can do it. But I just had a little bit of time today, and I wanted to talk about not just exposing, corruption, but actually getting out there and then warning others about it. So here's a quick clip of her in New York, where I'm going to be very, very soon. I'll leave it at that. And for a big podcast, I'll leave it at that. But I'm going to tell her off air because maybe we can do some reporting together. But to actually go out and show what's going on, to actually show what's happening and get it out to people, here's a clip of what's going on in the local parks in New York.
Vaccinated to go to the public lawn. It's Bryant Park, so it is public space. Philharmonic Orchestra is putting on a free event to the public, but if you are not vaccinated, you can't go in to enjoy the concert.
Sign says vaccinated entrance. Non-vaccinated, they're taking a PCR test.
What's the rule to go into vaccination?
probably over in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, so you have to be vaccinated in order to go into the lawn, to the public lawn?
Yes, that's correct.
What a cult. All right, she's here to tell us more. But again, she's not just someone online being an activist. She's going out and showing things, something everybody should do. Don't just count on Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson to do it. So, Tara, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You bet. Well, again, I want to talk for a full hour about your political views, the world, what you've witnessed, your organization, a Polish American Brotherhood, and more. But just out of the gates, tell folks a little bit about yourself and then what you witnessed in New York.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tara Szczepanski, and my YouTube program is the Polish American Brotherhood. So this initially started as a history program, and then I pivoted to doing history in the making with last year. And actually, I'm a former Trump hater turned Trump supporter. After I started doing my own independent research and realizing what's really going on in the world, I started attending rallies for Trump and Stop the Steal, understanding what was going on in the world. My values never changed, but my understanding, as soon as I started paying attention and questioning things, that's when I started becoming vocal in public on my platform, the Polish American Brotherhood, and started informing others about just what I'm seeing, from a regular citizen reporter to showing on my platform, which is something that everybody should be doing. Whatever voice, big or small, that you have, you should always be reporting the truth.
Well, I don't want to announce when and where I'm coming places, but I'll definitely talk to you off air today. I'm going to be coming to New York. Last Straw was your video. I also had some interviews people wanted to do, but I'm going to be coming to New York very, very soon, and hopefully you can be our tour guide and take us back to that same park. Where is that park, and tell us what else you saw there?
That park is Bryant Park. It's located in front of the New York Public Library. It is on 42nd Street and 6th Avenue, and it's actually, they have an ice skating rink. It's a beautiful public park, and I was astonished and outraged, really, that day when I came to enjoy an outdoor venue, an outdoor event, free to the public, and I wasn't able to get in because I'm not vaccinated.
And I was just reading what people said about the rest of some other posts you did, but am I right to say that they were doing a PCR test on the other side?
Yes, they had a PCR entrance and a vaccinated entrance. And so actually, even just the day before, I was going out with a group of friends over in West Village, and we encountered, like, I was denied entrance into two bars, and I had a mixed group of friends who are both vaccinated and unvaccinated. We were all equally as outraged that we weren't able to go into the same space.
There's so many facets to this tyranny. Why are you concerned about it?
I'm concerned because I feel like it's going to contribute to the division that we're having in society. Everybody, like, at least I'm trying to promote also, like, a form of unity, because I've lost a lot of friends just by becoming vocal. And it's unfortunate that we can't, you know, not even agree to disagree, but just try to understand where the other person is coming from. So I think this is going to further divide. First, we have, like, a race war that was going on. And now, as things have progressed after the George Floyd, like, year anniversary, I'm just seeing now a further division coming with vaccinated versus unvaccinated people. Even in simple things as, like, I don't know, Tinder or dating apps, I see people posting their vaccinated pictures on that on social media, on YouTube, like it's a badge of courage or honor. And this isn't courage. Like, there are many reasons people choose not to be vaccinated. I myself had COVID before, and so I don't feel the need to take what I see as an experimental treatment that has not been FDA approved and hasn't had long-term effect studies. So I'm not going to be injecting something that I'm not comfortable with. Other people choose for religious reasons, all different kinds of reasons. And people are just assuming they're tying this to morality. And that's what I mean by a further divide, as in good versus bad. And you're a bad person if you don't get vaccinated.
Exactly. It's a new virtue signal that, oh, I took an experimental shot that's banned all over the world that Bill Gates wants me to take. So I'm this moral great person. And then now we're going to stick a PCR test up your nose that's 94% false positive, and or you can't go into the public park. I mean, this is Big Brother. This is tyranny.
Exactly. And with Big Brother, my father is a communist refugee coming into the country. So, like, when and also that's why I have strong opinions when it comes to legally immigrating into the U.S. But growing up with a father who is a communist refugee, like, I'm aware of the little nuances that we can see in society. And I have seen such a drastic change when I became more aware and started paying more attention to what's going on all around us. And this is, like, communism being implemented into our society and furthering divide. Somebody's getting strong from our division. So we got to ask who and follow that trail.
Absolutely. And then you look at every facet of what we've been told about COVID. It's been a lie. And then I see video of New Yorkers particularly. That's why I want to go to New York. And so your video was the last straw. And saying, I want to wear two masks. I never want to take them off. I love this. What the hell's going on?
Exactly. I heard that even Democrats are liberals are concerned about, even if they've been vaccinated, so they supposedly can basically take off the mask, they're choosing to still keep the mask on because, like, they don't want to be seen as a Republican or as a conservative. And so it's just the appearance of it. So it logically makes no sense. And like I said, this is just further divide.
I mean, they're saying humans are dirty and bad. And even though if you say I take the vaccine, I'm now clean. Well, people don't know I've had it. So I need a virtue signal. This is real cult-like programming.
Exactly.
What else are you witnessing in New York? Because I know you go around and shoot a lot of reports.
I've lived in New York for over 10 years, and to see how it has changed during the pandemic, it's so sad. Like, the increase in homelessness, like, it's really unsafe. It's unsafe. Like, when I was just taking the subway the other night, a person was exposing himself literally in front of me and my friends, and so, like, this is stuff I never experienced before. And then the other night when we were going out again around the West Village, we were chased by a guy who was dressed up like a vampire. And so, like, I miss the days that I felt safe going out in New York. And now, like, even if it's hot, like, we cover up because we're afraid as females going out there, we're going to be attacked more. And also as an Asian American, like, has been an increase in attacks. And so my friends always are joking with me, like, oh, don't draw attention because you're Asian because you might be randomly punched. I'm like, these are the concerns I'm having just in my everyday life going in New York, and I don't know what to make of it.
Well, that's the other issue is they announce it's good to be homeless. They announce come here if you're homeless, like Austin or New York. And this isn't just the regular drunks or bums. It's like psychotic, crazy people everywhere. It's like people are going crazy. In fact, they admit mental illness is just skyrocketing, particularly in liberals.
Yeah, exactly. They moved homeless shelters up into the upper West Side. And so actually I've had friends who have lived there for years who have left because they don't feel safe in their neighborhoods. I mean, like, past 11 o'clock, it's unsafe to be going outdoors. And even with everything opening up, I mean, there needs to be a reestablishment of law and order in this city. And I really hope that the leadership, like, we can get them out and vote in new leadership so that way we can have a restoration of law and order.
Well, that's the question. Why do you think your communist mayor or our horrible globalist mayor here in Austin want crime and murder and death? I mean, I have a friend who was going to go out late night in downtown Austin with his friends. He didn't go. They saw the shooting, saw the shooter's race, saw the media cover it up, and they witnessed the shooting. It's a young black male. The media won't say, just because it's political correctness. Then my friend owns a rent house downtown. The next night, the next-door neighbor just got shot up 15 bullets in the house for no reason. That's not even on the news. So, I mean, this is just an explosion of crime.
Exactly.
Why do you think they're doing it? Let's do five more minutes with our guest, because I want to find out her take on why this is happening and why they want the exploding crime and where they think that goes. And then we have the lady joining us, Jennifer Bridges, who's leading the fight, the nurse in Houston, against forced inoculations. Stay with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.